Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is Mr. Jim Hinkle. He is of TuCor. We're going to talk about TuCor and what it does with at-risk youth, but we're also going to talk about something very entertaining and that is a fundraiser in part for TuCor, and that is the Holiday Home Tour coming up on December 15th. Jim, welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate being here.
It's a treat to have you here. I love folks that give so freely of themselves, like you are, to solve problems in the community. So talk about yourself a little bit, how you find your way to this place that you're in now, and then let's talk about TuCor a little bit.
Sure. Well, I grew up here locally. I always say I went to Rogers, Emerson, Mitchell, and Colorado College.
Man, that is the perfect Colorado Springs pedigree right there.
Yes, there we go. And started working with kind of disconnected youth. I've been doing that for 35 years now. And really feel like the best way to work with youth who've had some difficulties is to put them to work. And so I started TuCor 14 years ago, and we're still rocking and rolling, trying to get young men and young women to learn how to work as well as to connect them to local businesses.
What moved you to want to help these kids who have had so much trouble in their lives?
Well, really from the time I graduated from CC and even now looking back in middle school, kind of protecting the kids that were bullied and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So I've kind of always wanted to help the youth and the young people that need a hand. And most of our kids come from significant traumatic histories of abuse and neglect and in and out of foster care or even the youth services. And so we need to help get them plugged back into our communities rather than just trying to lock them up or keep them on the sidelines.
Okay, to take a step back here just a little bit, you are the founder and executive director of TuCor.
I am.
And you said 14 years ago you started TuCor.
Yes.
Okay, and then for 35 years after you got out of college, you've taken on this cause.
I've been working with youth in various systems since then. I went to graduate school for it, so I got my Master of Divinity from Princeton Seminary, my Master of Social Work from Rutgers University, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Okay, so is there a biblical foundation that is at play here? You're teaching values and soft skills, work skills, social skills?
Well, certainly the name TuCor comes from a passage in 2 Corinthians, which is comforting those in trouble with the same comfort we ourselves receive.
That's
from
what
God.
TuCor stands for.
That's what TuCor stands for.
Okay.
Yes, but we don't really proselytize. We live out our values and our beliefs by serving the youth.
Everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome.
Every background.
Not all the staff have to believe what I believe, and it's a matter of that's kind of the DNA, but there's so many other ways of connecting that the connecting for the purpose of helping kids is the most important, not what we think or believe.
I want to talk with you a little bit about the connectivity here. You call these young folks disconnected. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, most of them come from kind of generational poverty, generational system involvement. What I mean by system involvement is they or their parents with in the foster care system, some kind of Department of Human Services involvement from parental substance abuse to neglect abuse. And so what happens is that once a young person begins to experience some of these things, really as infants, that there begins some traumatic impact on the development, the normal development of the brain, which continues to lead to social norm difficulties. And as they progress and get older, they still bring some of these shortcomings with them that leads them to being disconnected to school systems, disconnected to kind of social clubs, even neighborhoods. Most of them that come from neighborhoods that are a little bit more transient and mm-hmm. not, well, there's not historical family or close neighborhood connections.
And you need that grounding, especially as a young kid, to have sort of a platform to jump off in the rest of your life. Sidebarring a little bit about all of this, because in this studio, I've had the privilege of interviewing somebody who comes from a background such as you described. As a very young girl, there were two people who were in her life, and one of them was a teacher, and one of them mm-hmm. was somebody in the neighborhood. The teacher told the class one day, and these are kids who had never experienced a proper dinner party or social event or the right. theater or, you know, the cultural experiences like that. This resonated with this young lady so well that today she is a very prominent contractor, commercial contractor, right here in Colorado Springs with credentials such that she can build skyscrapers if she wow. wants to. And she has 50-some-odd people, and what she's doing with that is reaching back into the community and finding folks who are coming out of places like the prison system and things like that, people that are really disadvantaged, and giving them work, giving them purpose, giving them wow. confidence. It's very much like what you're doing. And these kids need a gym and your staff in their life to spark their imaginations, to expose them to things that otherwise yeah. have been totally out of reach and unimaginable to them.
Right. Well, and also to become aware of what it is that has happened to them. I mean, there's the big movement around trauma-informed care is not kind of what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. And therefore, to really help young people see, and this is not a built-in excuse, but it's to help them see that part of their struggles has been based on neurobiological damage, not based on choice and oppositional defiant attitude. It looks like that, but there's reasons behind it. And so the more that they learn, the more that they practice with us before we plug them into an internship, and I would, by the way, would love to have a connection. I'll give you my card.
Please do.
This woman that you're talking about, because really work in community is what will, that's the arena for healing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily just sitting in an office talking to a therapist. We can't really therapize ourselves out of this.
Yeah.
It has to be a much larger, broader impact on these young people to really get them plugged into productivity.
Plugged in, connected.
Yes.
So they are no
yes.
longer disconnected.
Yes.
Wow. That is so powerful. I'm just in awe of what you're doing and very appreciative of it. Okay, how do these young people find their way to you?
There are a number of different ways. We get government referrals from the El Paso County Department of Human Services, the Colorado Division of Youth Services, the Division of Oak Rehab. But we also get calls from grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. The schools will talk to parents and students about 2CORE. The judges in the 4th Judicial District really appreciate and respect what we do, so they'll tell families to come check us out.
Perfect. Okay. So I want to refer all of you to 2CORE.org, TWOCOR.org, if there's somebody like this in your world. This next that we're going to talk about, and unfortunately we just have a quick minute here, but we can get enough in, I think. You are connected to the Holiday Home Tour this year, which is 2CORE is a beneficiary of
yes.
ticket sales and things like that from this home tour. That happens December 15th, and it is in the Old North End of Colorado Springs?
The Old North End. It's mm-hmm. been a tradition. This is our sixth year. And prior to that, over the last 25, the Salvation Army, the Philharmonic have been the recipients of that. And we'll have four beautiful homes that folks can go to our website and find get tickets, or they could go to Kirkpatrick Bank in person to pick up tickets.
Oh, very nice.
Or show up at the day of, but you're going to have to pay more.
No doubt. Get your tickets now for the Holiday Home Tour December 15th at 2CORE.org, TWOCOR.org. Jim Hinkle, founder and executive director of 2CORE, helping children who are disconnected become connected and wonderful contributing citizens. Jim, thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much, Ted.
That's it for this edition of The Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM and by podcast, completely free. Listen on demand to any or many of our programs, KRDO.com. Hit the radio tab and select podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.